B-Pod Studios.
I don't want everyone knowing about
Roy and Brad, the engineer, are talking about Diet Dr. Pepper as they normally do when they come in.
And they're still they're continuing their fight from yesterday about whose fault it was that the last Dr. Pepper was taken out of the vending machine.
It was 2 days ago, and apparently the Diet Dr. Pepper machine has been refilled.
Oh, it's so amazing. I think that there's a lot of people who enjoy our Dr. Pepper conversations because as soon as we talk about it, it gets refilled. The Coca-Cola company reaches out to me. The guy in the executive team's like, hey, I want to send you some Diet Dr. Pepper.
Whoa, must be nice. Lorraine and I talk about Diamonds Direct, and we get the hookup there, too. Everybody gets the hookup there, quite honestly.
Say,
it's not like not like they give us anything better. But there she is.
Wow, there's
producer
the one
Nicole,
we're looking for. Hey!
Who bought a car from Carvana yesterday.
Hey, who
and
got
then
suspended?
2 days later, Carvana loses their license in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was dying this morning when I saw that on the news. That's just the most MRL thing ever.
It really is.
And then
this
they get put on probation here in Charlotte.
Is that true?
Yeah. They're on probation in Charlotte.
Why?
Because they weren't issuing the 30-day tags properly.
These are. I haven't heard the Charlotte one hasn't made news, so I don't know when that is.
I read it on the news.
I'm saying like news, like not just an article,
like TV
but,
news.
But the the one in Raleigh that made like national news.
You know what it said? Vending machine out of order. That was the headline of the news. Vending machine out of order.
I mean, Carvana. It's pretty big deal for a dealership to lose their power to sell cars.
6 months.
Yeah. Now, and that's a long time for a dealership, dude.
And you know that they probably were studying, like, you know, studying these people for a long time. Like, it wasn't like they just found out yesterday and closed it down.
No, and clearly they were put on probation at some point, too, because Charlotte's on probation. So it's like they had warning, too.
Now, did you get a tag from them?
The way that they do it is on days, because I have 7 days to return it. On day six, they call, make sure to see if I'm keeping it or returning it. And then after that, they give me all that.
Sounds on the up and up.
Yeah, it sounds on the up and up. Now, you know, Tesla can't sell cars at their dealership here
Why?
In Charlotte.
Same thing?
Well, I don't know if it's the same thing. I don't think that the government views them as a dealership. So you have to, like the cars at the Tesla place are cars that's already been ordered and waiting for pickup. You can go there and see the cars, but you have to, when you want to buy it, you have to buy it online.
This is the exact conversation I was having at the mall the other day, obviously on a much bigger scale, but like, if people are walking in somewhere, like, they don't want to order something online. They want it right then and now. So, like, that is friggin' bogus, in my opinion.
A new Tesla must be, like, made to order.
Well, so maybe you don't go to the dealership unless you want to test drive it, but maybe you just order your you make your Tesla online
like
and go pick
Tesla's
it up.
For Tesla's audience, that's perfect because Tesla is tech savvy. They're people who, if you want a Tesla, you know you want a Tesla.
But I feel like that's such a big purchase that, like, if you're walking into a dealership, you expect to be able to, like, touch, feel, and see what you're purchasing. And walk away with it that day.
But Nicole's right. You drive your Land Rover down there to the Tesla dealership, and you test drive one, and then maybe you punch it into the computer, and you're like, okay, I'm in no rush. Like, Nicole's car was literally falling apart on her.
You're not buying it. Like, people who are like me are not getting an upgrade to a Tesla.
Right.
Like, that's a step.
Nicole had to make an emergency purchase.
Yeah.
Like, the Tesla person's like, fuck it, I'll get a blue one.
They'll get it when they can get it, And they probably have to wait months on end.
So what?
Although, I just recently rode in a Tesla in San Francisco because that's a fucking common Uber there.
They're amazing. Okay.
I didn't find it comfortable. I thought it was a bumpy ride.
I don't think they're good-looking cars.
Oh,
how about that?
No, they're not good-looking cars. But I said the only thing that's cool about this car, it has a massive screen. That's about it. And it has all these cool, like...
Did it have a driver?
Yeah, it had a driver. Although there were some non-driverless cars in San Francisco.
Yeah.
My friend has one and let me drive it. And it was... it brakes for you. There's probably a good 15 minutes where I had no hands on the wheel, was doing nothing, just sitting there. And that was, I was just so blown away.
You want one so bad now.
I don't.
You don't?
I
don't even
I
like park assist, dude. Like, when I went to go test drive cars and the guy was like, oh, this thing has park assist, you got to try it. I made it like one yard backing up, and then I slammed on the brakes, and it like brake checked everybody in the car because I don't trust it.
Yeah.
How about this? When I got into the Tesla, the Uber, because it was the one that, like, the doors open up like a Lamborghini.
Nice.
And he closes them. He goes, so what do you think about the doors? And I'm annoyed by that.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you want me to blow? Like, what? Oh, it was great. Like,
yeah. Yeah, there's something.
You know, like, what do you...
Easy, James Bond.
Like, yeah, like, stop showing off. Just pick me up and let's go.
Speaking of dealerships, do you remember the story that we got on here about the dealership that was selling drugs and they put the car that the drugs were in on TV?
Yes,
and
I
it
do
was
remember.
Like, and if the dog was on the hood of the car, that meant they had the drugs. And if the dog wasn't, that meant they didn't. What a scam, dude.
I remember.
Oh, my God. That is so crazy. So, Nicole... got her car Carvana, and then we were just dying laughing this morning because it just said Carvana loses its license or something. So it's just the most MRL thing ever.
I knew that before.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, so we didn't, and that's why that was funny. The gang's all here. Loren is here. Roy is here. And it's important to note that Loren's here. And her au pair Elena is currently, or former au pair Elena is currently in Italy. Did you get a text message? Has she touched down?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We've been texting back and forth all morning.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Did she sleep on the plane?
Why don't you tell us? Did she sleep on the plane? Would you shush? What are you texting? Like, that's important.
Right.
Roy, you're not going to believe this, but she did.
You know, Roy, she actually stayed up all night the night before she left so that she would sleep on the plane.
Oh, okay.
Good question, Roy.
Thanks.
Shut up, Amy. What are you texting each other? Like, how much you miss each other already and stuff like that?
Oh, we did that yesterday while she was stuck on the tarmac. But
you guys are, like, breaking up.
I know.
Is that why you cried this morning? Because she texted you?
Yeah.
Did she do it with her ex?
No.
Really?
I know. That's what I said.
Did
I was
she see
like,
your ex?
Yes. He picked her up from the airport, and he brought the dog. Like, I guess they have a dog together, but the dog lives at his parents' house. So he brought the dog to the airport, and I was like, great. Like, they're totally going to hook up. Like, I'm so happy for her. And she's like, it didn't go any farther than a hug. I was like, what? Oh,
the first thing I would do is...
That's like, what Loren said.
Give roadhead on the way.
That's what our Loren said. I'm sorry to talk about our private conversations on the wrap party, but when we were walking back from the restaurant the other day, it surprised me to hear Loren say that.
I wouldn't be giving anything out. I'd be...
taking it in.
Yes.
She said after
everything.
After 2 years of no sex, we wouldn't even wait till we got out of the car, which is funny. But so she's landed, and she's with her family and with her ex, and has she booked her return flight yet at this point?
No, she hasn't. But, okay. Like, she had her ex-boyfriend video her seeing her mom and her dad for the first time, which was really nice to be able to see. And, like, we always joked about how I think I envision where she lives in my head differently than what it actually is. So she was, like, taking video on the drive home and, like, walking up to her house.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah.
And was it totally different than you thought it was?
Yeah, it's definitely different than what I had pictured in my head. Because, like, I pictured her living, like, inside one of those, like, not, I don't want to say cliche, but, like, traditional Italian villages.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where, like, the coffee shop's on the bottom and there's, like, two... apartments on top, and they
totally
have, like,
understand.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I envision.
Don't tell me she lives in a house in, like, a neighborhood.
No, she doesn't live in a house. She does live in, like, a condo, but it's not, like, there's not so much traditional stuff around it. You know what I mean? Like, I thought, like, you'd walk down to the corner and then it would open up into, like, this big courtyard.
So if you saw it, you might not know it's Italy.
Like, you might not be able to place it.
Yeah.
Does it look foreign?
It definitely doesn't look American. I mean, we just live, like, our buildings look different here.
It's true. Because I bought, you're going to laugh at me, but there's a lawnmower simulator now where you can mow yards with the lawnmower simulator. And so I bought it on the computer, and I'm so mad.
What's wrong with you?
Dude, there's not much going on in our lives.
Are you going to get it?
No, because I'm, like, into what you're saying.
I barely watch TV, and you're buying a lawnmower simulator.
Oh, my God. I played it for, like, 3 hours the other day. But what pisses me off is it's England. So it's like British lawnmowers, British houses, and you're right, they're entirely different.
Yeah.
They just look different. And I'm like, this isn't even fun. Like, I want to mow a neighborhood in you know, New Jersey.
Well, they might get, is it all residential or can you do business?
No, there's commercials too.
You can mow a neighborhood lawn in my neighborhood and it could be mine.
Buddy,
you don't have to simulate.
You come over to my house, mow.
No, yours, you get too much rain up here.
Yeah.
Up in near uptown. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah, you can tell certain neighborhoods, you know, are foreign.
Yeah.
It's funny. Because if you walk down like Queens Boulevard here and you saw it, you would automatically think that's an American neighborhood. Like you could put that anywhere,
right.
Denver, Chicago, mm-hmm. Seattle. But when you see something else, it's funny. And speaking of places to live, did you know that that the biggest residential tower in the country or in the world is in New York City?
I could believe that.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. It's taller than it's not as tall as One World Trade, but it's the tallest residential building, taller than anything in Dubai. It's called the Central Park Plaza.
Hmm.
Oh, I watched the whole documentary how they built it.
Of course you did.
Yeah, and I'm like, I had no idea that New York City has a new building on their skyline that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's so tall. It's so high up. And what they're doing is, to make more room, they're pushing out the side. So now there's overhangs.
Really?
That cover other buildings down below. And those buildings are mad because they get all shade all day now because the overhangs of these tall buildings are covering it. But that's the only way they can find space to build in the city now.
Wow.
Interesting little tidbit.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Roy?
No, I'm ready to wrap up.
We got a big call today with our consultant at 2. It'll be good. And then I got to go to Queen Park Social tonight for Kane and Cox.
Do you say he's a national recording artist? Is he really? Is he really a national recording artist?
No.
I thought he was like a local band that just travels around.
I think he's a national recording artist.
I mean, he's really good. Like he travels all over the world to perform. I think he's independent, though.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know if he's signed.
Well, I'm trying to make it sound good.
But he's really good. I've followed him for...
Is he like Jaron Strom?
No, he's more like what you hear on country radio.
Okay, Jaron
Strom. I love that Nicole's like, and I followed him from the beginning.
Yeah. Jaron Strom is somebody who was on The Voice, who lives here in Charlotte, who's got a wonderful voice, recently married, too.
Yep, he's a big star.
And he's done some things for us, yep. All right.
Okay.
I can't get this freaking splinter out of my finger, and I'm tearing my finger apart with a push pin that I found on the wall, which I'm sure is good for it.
Okay.
Always going to get a COVID test. So
I gotta go. I am going to go get a COVID test because and an antibody thing because I kind of want to know if I caught COVID while I was on vacation.
You have any symptoms that would make you think that maybe you did?
I don't know. Like occasionally I cough.
That's natural.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You sneezed 5 times the other day.
Right. I don't think so.
And Loren says her throat's sore.
My throat is sore. Right. But I'm sure it's from crying and, like, drainage.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
But, you know, and also, like, if you have the vaccine, which we all do, you may, like, have such a mild...
Yeah.
So I don't know. I thought it'd be interesting because right now, if I did have COVID because I caught it, I probably would be in the thick of it.
Yeah.
You know, of having it.
Right.
So I'm like, let me go ahead and get tested just to see.
Cool.
And then I then have to take my car to the dealership, and then I have to Uber back home, and then I'll hop on the call with you
Good.
Guys.
Good. Okay, sounds fun. See you, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See you, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.